This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Episode number 308 of What Did You Watch This Week? My name is Mike.
My name is John.
What is up, friend?
Oh, stuff and things and stuff. How about yourself?
Same thing, sir. Stuff and things and stuff and keeping it real fresh.
Nice.
Real nice. Fresh. Yeah. So we had vacation week this past week. My wife was out of town with my youngest, and my oldest kids were mostly at their mother's, but they did spend some time with me over the weekend. So that being said, I was by myself the majority of last week.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Yep, indeed. So, I was by myself the majority of last week, and I watched a lot of stuff. I watched a lot of the wrestlings, but I watched a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I stayed in this past week because, you know, that's my life now. And this weekend we were dog sitting here at the house. And So we also watched some stuffs.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Nice. Glad to hear it.
Should we jump into some of the stuff and things that we watched?
I think so. I think we should definitely talk about some of the stuff and or things that we watched.
So I got to say, with Young Rock, I still love this show, but I'm kind of tired of the storyline with his grandmother. She's starting to become like that annoying kind of character, you know, like the old, when Michael Scott would get over the top on The Office, like this whole episode where she's in court and they're like, you know, you need to improve your image. And so suddenly out of nowhere, she just pulls out knitting needles and yarn. And she's like, oh, I'm knitting. I'm a good woman.
That's annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's become kind of farcical. I like, though, the fact that Andre the Giant is basically the wise old Obi-Wan, Yoda, whatever, of this. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is. I enjoy the show thoroughly. I'm surprised how much I do enjoy it. I find some faults with, like, the portrayal of Ric Flair and Hillbilly Jim, like the portrayal of the wrestlers is actually spot on. Like as far as like Ric Flair, Hillbilly Jim, like anytime they introduce a wrestler on the show, like during the trial, Junkyard Dog, King Kong Bundy, like it's a good representation of the wrestler. What's not accurate is Ric Flair and Hillbilly Jim never fucking once worked an angle or a program in Hawaii. It just didn't happen. Never once. Like, that's like, Hillbilly Jim was WWF, Ric Flair was NWA, and during that time, it just didn't happen. Didn't happen. So that's my only issue with the show, is that inaccuracy. But even I can overlook that.
Yeah. Do you think that they're basically just like trying to introduce wrestlers for the sake of, you know, hey, these are faces that you might recognize from that time period?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Gotcha. Yep. I'm, again, like you said, I'm surprised at how much I enjoy it. It's just a decent, caring half-hour show that, you know, always has some good lessons in it and is somewhat based in reality.
It's a funny show.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite funny.
This week, you know, young Dewey had to go fishing with Andre again because he's been getting into trouble at school where he's trying to impress a girl. And basically by the end, he shoots his shot and she's like, no, thanks. And he's like, damn. Okay.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I've watched so much stuff. I can't remember. The Rookie wasn't on this past week, right?
It was not.
Okay, I didn't think so. It's not called The Event. That was a good show, though.
The Endgame?
Endgame, thank you. I don't know why I'm thinking The Event. It's just stuck in my brain. Like, anyways, Endgame. Did you watch Endgame this week?
I did.
It's not a show that I'm going to give up on, but it's also not a show that's just blown me away.
This whole concept of all of the gold in the Federal Reserve is fake clay bricks, and she knows that the president took all the gold, and it's ridiculous. But
yeah, it is pretty ridiculous. Like that is some reaching. That is some stretching. And, you know, like, that's the thing that I'm just having a hard time with. Like, her husband in jail. Like, the last episode, he knocks the guy over defending himself. He hits his head on the table and dies, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he's going to be stuck in solitary, and he's going to get in trouble. And then once they're, you know, like, on and on and on and on. And in reality, they're literally going to view the tape and be like, oh, yeah, no, that was self-defense, and kick him loose. Like, they're making a bigger mountain out of a molehill there to put towards the storyline. And then when he does get out, and he's like, hey, Sergey, I'm out, buddy. Yeah. And then when he walks away, he's like, grim face. You know? So it's like, oh, what's he up to? Again, it's not one that I'm just like, oh, you guys got to watch this. But there's only a couple episodes left tonight and then next week. And I think that's it for this season. I don't even know if we're getting a second season.
I haven't seen one way or the other yet.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, what else you got on the plate?
I will say that one of the things that we watched the entirety of was season 2 of Upload.
How was that? Worth checking out?
Definitely worth checking out. It picks up right where the last season left off, you know, where he's down in 2GIG and, you know, his ex there says, oh, I uploaded for you. You know, she basically killed herself so that she could be there with him. And Nora's on the run because that guy was trying to kill her.
Yep.
This season, there's only 7 episodes. They're each half an hour long. It's just as good as
watchable.
Yeah, it's the same kind of story as the first season. It was very enjoyable. Huge cliffhanger ending for this season. Almost feels like they made one season between 2 and 3 that they broke up into 2. Because the spot that they ended it at, I'm like, no, this is not. Like, no, come on. But I definitely, you liked the first season. I would definitely recommend going and watching this one. And then we could talk more in depth about it. But yeah, Upload's a good show.
I'll check it out. I did enjoy the first season, so I will check this one out. I just this is what happened to me last week. I decided, you know what? Stranger Things is coming back. I think I'd like to rewatch it. I haven't rewatched the first or the second season ever. I just watched the seasons as they came, but it's been such a long time since we've had either season, any of these shows, that I don't really remember them 100%, so I'm going to check it out. So I sat down to watch the first episode of season 1, and I watched it. I was like, cool. I'm going to slow watch this.
Okay.
And that didn't work out. So no. I'm partway through season 2. Season 1 just got over so fast. Like, I felt like I hit the last episode, and I was like, holy shit, there's only 8 episodes? Like, I just thought it was longer. I thought there was more to it. And then I had forgotten a lot of what we got in the show. Like, I had remembered kind of like the bare bones of it, but like the minutiae, I had forgotten so much of it. And then I started watching season 2, and I'm watching episode 2 of season 2, and I'm like, oh, that's right. This is why I hate Mike. He's a whiny bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
But I am enjoying it thoroughly, which kind of surprises me, but I am enjoying it thoroughly. So I'm midway through season 2. They're each about an hour long. So, I mean, this is a time-consuming one.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the fourth season when it comes, the first half of the fourth season when it comes back in May. And I forgot the first season came out 6 years ago, which means it was filmed 7 years ago, which means these people are all 20 now. So these actors and actresses are all like 20 now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I saw a headline the other day that Millie Bobby Brown said that things have gotten very quickly inappropriate since she turned 18.
What do you mean?
Apparently, a lot of people are starting to make very lewd comments and suggestions, both professionals and people online, you know, just trolls and such. But yeah, now that she's 18 and people can technically gawk at her, she said that it very quickly got out of control.
I think the same thing happened to that Chloe Grace Moritz or whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Same thing happened to her. I think the same thing happens to most girls when they become of age, when they're on the celebrity view. There's a lot of really fucked up people out there.
That's fucked up.
Yep. You know, COVID's really screwed with a lot of shows. Like, some shows managed to, like, kind of make it through, but, like, you know, like this. Like, when you have such a young cast and you miss out on 2 years, that is huge.
Yeah, like that is.
I was thinking today, the TV show Hunters, remember the Amazon one about the Nazi hunters?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that came out in 2019 already. And that got renewed for a second season in 2020. But I couldn't find anything on like filming or anything going on with it today. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So I'm curious if that one's going to be back or not. And then obviously the Orville and other shows, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I have not watched it, but I heard on, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yep.
That he had, Sam and Dean got back together on Walker.
Aw.
And they went to a honky tonk where Kansas was there playing live. Carry on.
Nice.
So they got it on Walker at least.
Nice.
What you got?
I was going to say, with the news that you shared with me that the Skowhegan Drive-In is opening with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness in like less than 2 weeks now, or about 2 weeks now, came to realize that we need to fully catch up. So we are now 6 episodes into WandaVision.
Oh, nice. How's that treating
you? For me, it's a rewatch. For Julia, it's the first time. And
how's it treating you on the rewatch? Because we talked about how slow it started, but now that you know what's going on.
Now that I know what's going on, it's much better. You know, watching each episode and remembering how frustrating it was and remembering how, you know, annoying. Not really, like, super annoying, but, like, what is going on? And all the questions that we had and picking up on new things. Like, now when you see the, what was it specifically, the 1970s version, when they're doing the intro, everybody's character portrait is inside of a hex,
mm-hmm.
you know, a hexagon, stuff like that. Picking up on those little things that I didn't really get the first time. It's great though. Like, yeah, I guess that's pretty much the gist of it. Is it's nothing like, I'm not looking at it going, oh, everything makes so much more sense now. But it is fun to look at some of the stuff that we were questioning the first time and being like, nope, yep, nope, yep. So we're basically going to breeze through the rest of that. And I want to get Loki done as well, which 6 episodes, an hour each, you know, WandaVision's 9 episodes at a half an hour each. So I figure between those two, we've got the multiverse covered. So when Doctor Strange comes out, any references that they do happen to throw in there should be covered.
Yep. Yeah, I think you'd be caught up.
I don't think that we need, Falcon and the Winter Soldier or Hawkeye in order to be prepared for it. I mean, maybe we do, but I'm willing to take that risk.
No, I think it's a good risk.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's good. So let's see. What else? What else? What else? I don't think I really watched anything else alone. Kate was out of town, so I have not watched the finale of Ghosts.
Okay.
Or the previous
you watched
episode.
The one from before. Oh, you have not watched the
previous one. I have 2 episodes to watch.
Okay.
We have not watched those.
Now, the most recent one was the season finale.
Yep. So I have the final 2 episodes to watch.
And they have already been renewed for a second season, so yeah.
I know. That's very exciting. I think it's a great show. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
They're both excellent episodes, so you've got some good stuff to look forward to.
Nice. This Is Us. This is a good episode, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking forward to the next episode.
Oh, the one that's basically all about Kevin's night where they're trying to figure out who he was banging.
Yep. Yep. Because I was wondering why they did the day of the wedding and then the day before the wedding.
Yeah.
And now I know. I mean, I like watching Beth and Madison play detective, air quotes, throughout this episode. And like, you know, oh, look at that. Oh, who's he talking to? Okay, yeah. No, it's got to be her.
It's either going to be Sophie, Cassidy, or the wedding singer, Ariel.
Knowing Kevin, it's all 3.
Yeah, probably, yeah, somehow. Or, you know what, maybe uncharacteristically of Kevin, it's none of them.
Mm.
Like, they all threw themselves at him, and he, like, was a stand-up guy about it all.
Maybe.
Uh-huh. So, this big thing here was the day of Philip and Kate's wedding, and the big concern, and this is in 2026, apparently, by the way. Just throwing that out there. It's 4 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Randall apparently has been elected a senator, and I'm assuming New Jersey. And Rebecca's doing way worse. She keeps seeing Kevin as Jack, calling Kevin Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Randall's not really accepting it. And then Miguel's health isn't the best either, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there's a rough go of things, but they're just doing everything they can to try to get through the day to make sure that Kate and Phillip's wedding is a good wedding. The other story that we're seeing is in 86, so 40 years prior, where Rebecca is like, she's a routine, she's sick of a routine, like the people at the deli call her pound of ham because that's what she always gets. Mm-hmm. Or like the crossing guards, like, oh, right on time, Rebecca, blah blah blah, or whatever. And so she decides to get a haircut, and she gets a cut like Princess Di. And everyone kind of makes fun of her for it. And Jack, in return, shaves off all but his mustache because he always wanted to see if he could pull off a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out to dinner, and then we see kind of a montage of Rebecca playing the piano back in 86. And at Kate and Philip's wedding, there was a thing where Rebecca was going to play the piano and sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. So we're seeing and hearing her play in 2026 and singing, and then it's interspersed with just images of her playing in 1986, but we don't hear her. And it's a version of the theme song with words.
Yes. So which was very interesting.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
because we always hear that theme song playing, you know, just the
It's a really good show, and I was thinking about it. It's like, you know what? I'm really glad I've watched this show and stuck it out. Because there's some great episodes and great moments, but at the end, I don't see myself ever rewatching this.
No, I agree.
You know, like, I really don't ever see myself rewatching this show, but I'm really glad I watched it at least this one time.
Absolutely. It's like Lost for me, you know?
Yep, I don't ever see myself rewatching Lost either.
I think while I was watching it, while I was watching it the first few seasons, I was like, oh, I can't wait to rewatch this all over again. By the time I got to the end, I'm like, no, I'm good. Glad that I was part of it when it was happening. And now I'm glad that I'm done.
It's like, I kind of would like to rewatch The X-Files, but to be honest, it's so daunting because there's so many episodes to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, if I just watched one every other day, I'd eventually get there, and I would probably enjoy the hell out of it. But yeah, it's just a little daunting because there's so much to watch. Like you said, the next episode is called The Night Before the Wedding, and then the next episode after that is called Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting to the nitty-gritty. We got 5 episodes left.
You had mentioned Miguel's health isn't that great. He kind of had it out with Randall, which was nice. Basically, he tried to get Randall away from Rebecca because, you know, Randall was starting to become Randall. And he's like, let's go do the wine tasting that we talked about. And they went to do it. And, you know, Randall's like, Randall's Mr. Randall Detective Man. And he said, you know, I noticed that you got blood pressure medication. You got a tremor in your hand. And he's like, dude, fuck off.
Yep.
He's like, I needed a day away from all this. It's getting worse. My health isn't that great. I needed to have a fucking break, and you're turning it on me. Just let me be a human for a fucking day.
Yeah. I needed one day where health wasn't thrown in front of my face, where I just went and tried wine with you because you also enjoy wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, ouch. But yeah, that makes sense, you know?
But Randall was still a better Randall in this one because he was just like, hey, you know what? You're right. Yep. As opposed to the Randall we're kind of used to seeing, which is like, I will be heard and you will do what I say.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows more than I do.
Yeah. Well, also, like you said, it's 4 years in the future and he's now a senator. So.
Right.
Maybe he's calmed down a little bit.
Hopefully. What else?
Let's see. No ghosts. Picard.
Picard. Good episode. I didn't think it was going to be.
No, I was a little bit worried with the whole FBI thing, but they wrapped that up very quickly.
Yeah, we see, like, we keep seeing this flashback of this kid. We don't know who this kid is, and he has a run-in with some Vulcans.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried the mind meld on him, we find out, to make him forget what he saw, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's become this FBI agent who just wants to prove – it's almost like the Fox Mulder thing. You know, Fox Mulder saw his sister get abducted by aliens, so he spent his life trying to prove paranormal exists.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the same thing. And it actually ended up being very good, like the whole storyline with the FBI guy, even at the end when he lets him go.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's basically like, after Picard tells him the truth of what's going on, or what happened to him and who he is and what's happening, he's like, all right, we gotta fix this. We got to get you out of here. So he goes and tells the Spurs, yeah, I was wrong. And he got shit canned.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, well, I got fired. But it was really well done, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked watching Guinan with Picard, getting to know him. And like by the end, she's like, I can't wait to meet you. And he's like, oh, me either. Like, that's cool.
That is cool. I like that as well. Q shows up, and basically he's like, yeah, I'm dying. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't think a Q could die. We're supposed to be immortal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm dying. And that this trial that he's put Picard on is like, he wants to try and give himself meaning for some reason, which I don't understand, but that's what he's doing. The other storyline in this is Raffi and Seven trying to chase down the new Borg Queen. And
Girardi,
yeah, and how that's going, and how she basically can she's making some Borg drones.
Yeah, they did that thing that I hate it when they do it, but essentially, you know, she goes to Sung and says, "Oh, I've seen the future, and one of two things is going to happen: either, you know, Picard goes up in space and negates your life work and you die penniless and blah blah blah, or you stop her and people are going to come to rely on you and you're going to remake the world." She's lying, of course. But the thing that I hate is that right after that she suddenly has an army, a small army of, you know, ex-special forces black ops guys who are like the best of the best, like they were all just hanging out there in the city, you know, waiting for someone to come along and need their services.
Basically, yeah, that was annoying. I get exactly what you're saying. Oh, now that we're mobilized, tell us what you need us to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Go become Borgs and kill a bunch of people, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyhow,
it's still a good episode, still a good show. Yeah. I'm looking forward to.
We only got two more episodes.
Yep. It was very interesting seeing that, you know, when Guinan was talking about her people and how they made an agreement with the Q. I mean, we've always known that, you know, Guinan was a little bit weird. You know, we saw her in, I can't even think of which movie it was there.
Generations.
Yeah, thank you. Generations. You know, we saw her that far back. Now we've seen her this far back. But yeah, she said that her people, the Allurians, made a pact with the Q, basically a peace treaty. And it was over a bottle. And now they could use bottles to summon them.
And doesn't it seem interesting that the bottle looks like a genie bottle?
It sure does.
Yeah. Like what you would think is a stereotypical like genie in a bottle type bottle. I thought that was interesting.
Yep.
But yeah. So two more episodes. Obviously, we know season 3 is going to be bringing back all of Generation, the Next Generation.
Yeah.
You think we'll see Wesley Crusher?
I hope so.
I actually kind of do too.
Yeah. And I wonder if they're going to abuse him or not.
Oh, probably. If they don't, it'll be really disappointing. Wesley. Did you watch any more of Halo?
I did not. Did you?
Yeah, I'm caught up to episode 5.
Thanks. Is it still good?
Yeah, yeah, it, yeah, I enjoy the hell out of it. Like I said, it's not some great fight scenes in episode 5. Great battles. Battle scenes. Yeah. They do a really good job with it. Yeah, no, I enjoy the show. I don't know if you kept watching any or not.
I'm not going out of my way to not watch it.
Sure, sure. We essentially have 4 episodes left. There's only 9 episodes in this season. It'll finish up in May.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think... Oops, sorry, I thought I muted. I don't think you have to be a fan or play the video games to enjoy the show, quite frankly.
No, in fact, everything that I'm reading is... It's
like Space Wars.
If you're a fan of the games, you should not watch the show is what I'm seeing.
Huh?
That basically everything that I'm seeing is that if you're a fan of the games, you should not watch the show because it is way off.
Well, but that's by basically like saying like, well, if you like the Hunger Games books, don't watch the movies. Or if you liked any Stephen King book, to watch the movie. Or if you liked any book that they made a movie out of, don't watch the movie.
Yeah.
So.
We started in on season 2 of Russian Doll.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
3 episodes in out of 7, and honestly, really digging it. Like, yeah. You saw the same trailer I did, all 3 of us did, and all 3 of us had the same reaction, which was, eh.
Yeah.
First season was great. Don't really think they need to do a second season. Dude, it's like, not only is it good, but I've already started postulating stuff. We're like throwing ideas back and forth. Like, it ties into the bigger picture, and it's fucking phenomenal. Like, honestly, I'm really digging it. I still think the first season was better, but they're building on it. And yeah, I give it a sell. I give it a hard sell. Like, you like the first season, you're gonna like this one.
Okay, awesome.
Like, I didn't think that it was going to be good. I thought that it was going to be like a cash grab, but damn, they actually did. They're doing a really good job, and fuck, like, yeah. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to give any more of it away, but there's a lot going on, and yeah, I think you're going to really like it.
Okay, I'll probably have to check it out then.
Yep. I would recommend, like I said, it's only 7 episodes, they're half hour each, so it's an easy one.
We're 3 episodes in already. So. It's not daunting at all. Yeah.
No, no. I like that. It's like rewatching WandaVision, you know, 25 minutes, but 5 of those is credit. So it's like 20 minutes, boom, done.
Yep. That's true when it comes to those Disney Plus shows. Mm-hmm. Moon Knight. I'm not even sure that I can properly unpack this episode.
And that's after I sent you that 15-minute deep dive.
Oh, that was before you sent me that 15-minute deep dive. I don't know if I can properly unwrap this.
Well, I want to say this, and maybe this will start the conversation a little bit. So with episode 3, remember, there were a lot of complaints. Like, I had more complaints than you did, and it was one of those that by the end of it, you're like, wow, I didn't even think about it, but yeah, you know, this frustrates me too. So it was ridiculous, and it was over the top, and it felt cheesy and dumb, and I was kind of upset about it. And then this episode started right in the same way, and like, they just miraculously found where the tomb was, and they found these people, and then it was like the stuff that was happening, and it was just so, it was never farcical, but it was again like cheap production and cheesy and rushed. Everything was rushed. And then it takes the hard left turn.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Well, no, but Harrow shows up and shoots Mark Spector.
Yep.
And he falls into like this water outside around the Alexander the Great tomb, like, you know, like this canal, if you will, but then starts to sink deep down and then wakes up. And now he's in a flush white everywhere, insane asylum or psychiatric ward or whatever you want to call it. And he is, there's so many little Easter egg things in it. And again, but the biggest one that I noticed is like, he's in a wheelchair actually. And he's got an ankle chain to the wheelchair, like he did to his bed. And everybody around him is everybody that we've seen from his life, if you will. Like, his wife / girlfriend is in the hospital as well. The orderlies are two people that pay police officers, his boss from the museum, the old lady in the elevator. Like, every character basically we've seen throughout the show is in this hospital, either as staff or as a patient. And Harrow, the big bad guy, is his psychiatrist or therapist in the hospital. And so we don't know if this is Spectre / Frank's third character or second or what's going on. And it's basically implied initially that he's actually trapped in the insane asylum, and everything we've seen so far is fake. Like, this is the reality he's actually in. and everything we've seen so far with Moon Knight and the gods and all this other stuff is all part of his fantasy world. Until, of course, he, as he's trying to escape, he finds a sarcophagus and he finds Stephen Grant in the sarcophagus. So now we have Stephen Grant and Mark Spector together. We got to get out of here. Where are we? I don't know. And they open up a door and there's a clearly female hippopotamus person who's like, oh, hey, guys. And they just scream and the episode's over.
Yep.
And this video you sent me today really went on a deep dive of their theories, why they thought it was the way it was, and all the little Easter eggs and everything, how it ties together, how, you know, the take from the comic book and green screens and blah, 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 blah. And quite frankly, I think you should just go watch that. Mm-hmm. Because like I said to you, how many hours do you think he spent on this 15-minute video?
Yeah.
It's on the YouTube page, Screen Crush. The word screen, the word crush, all one word. And it's Moon Knight, every clue that Mark has been in, spoiler, all along. And it's worth your time because I cannot do it justice the way they did.
Absolutely. Yeah. building on what you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yes, the video really sums it up nicely. We could sit here and we'd butcher it, you know, talking about all the different things.
I couldn't speak as articulately as they did.
We've seen this in a few different shows before. I remember episodes of Charmed, episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where, you know, our hero, after several seasons, you know, there's an episode where they are in an asylum. And, you know, we are supposed to be questioning whether or not everything has happened. But in those cases, for one, it was sane people. Mark/Steven is not a sane person. Even in this dream world, whichever one is the dream world, he is not a sane person. Mm-hmm. He is fucked up. Secondly, all of these shows had like several seasons under their belt, so you knew that it was just somebody fucking with them or something else. In this case, it could actually be that he is absolutely fucked up, that everything that we have seen so far is based on this VHS tape of, you know, Dr. Stephen Grant's adventures, Tomb Raider type thing. And honestly, at this point, like, I had looked at Julia and I was like, this is the only way that I will accept this. Like, I need this to be true because everything else was so cheesy and so ridiculous that this needs to be the reality.
Yep. Like, what was it? And I hadn't noticed it in more like the first episode, but like his detail of the mountains they were in Germany. Mm-hmm. Very inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
And they describe, well, he just saw a painting, and so he didn't have much to build on. Whereas he had all this Egyptian artifacts in that movie that he watched, Tomb Hunter or whatever it was, that helped him with all that Egyptian etymology or whatever it is. So I don't know. We got two episodes left. I'm curious where it's going to go.
If this is just a fake out, okay, I get it. But I really hope it is the reality. And I hope that everything else was just his mind being broken and that we're basically spending six episodes trying to piece together this man's broken psyche.
Not for nothing. Like, I'm not interested in a character like this. Like, I'm not interested in a superhero who is so complex and convoluted that the storyline is hard to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, there's times when I'm really into like a psychological thriller movie and it may, you know, and I'm like, oh, I didn't see that coming or whatever. But like, that's a finite movie I'm sitting down and watching, not an open-ended TV series that may have a second season. And
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when I watch superhero stuff, quite frankly, like, I guess Marvel superhero stuff has gotten me to the point where It is complex in its little Easter eggy things, but at the same time, it's mindlessly easy and fun to watch.
Unless it's not. Think about WandaVision.
That's true. I did enjoy that, though.
Yep.
But I knew WandaVision wasn't crazy. And in an insane asylum.
True. This could also be why I enjoyed Legion and you didn't.
Yeah, maybe it has a lot to do with my irrational fear of being committed and medicated and no one believes me.
That could have some bearing on it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
For me personally, I'm the opposite. Like, I kind of dig this concept. But like I said, I like Legion. Yeah. You know, I like the idea that this guy may be completely broken and we're going to be trying to figure out what's going on inside his head. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll be interested. This Wednesday can't get here soon enough.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I am.
Yep.
What else we got? We got Doctor Who Legend of the Sea Devils. Is that it?
I think so. For shows, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did not watch the most recent episode of the Winning Time, whatever, the Lakers TV show, as I call it. I enjoy the hell out of it. I was so into Stranger Things, I just didn't watch it. So,
and Legend, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, you know, no, absolutely not. Legend of the Sea Devils.
Walk us through it.
I am disappointed with the two Doctor Who specials so far.
Mm-hmm.
Eve of the Daleks and Legends of the Sea Devils. And the reason why is because they're nothing more than 45-minute episodes.
Yes. Yeah, like, they're not really specials.
In the past, the specials were like an hour and a half long movie, if you will. You know, yeah. Like they had some girth to them, if you will. You know,
they had real consequences. Think about all the specials with David Tennant towards the end of his run.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Huge consequences. Like this was where he finally started realizing that, you know, he was a danger.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. These have just been Monsters of the Week episodes.
Yeah.
This was a fun episode of Doctor Who. But it wasn't anything breathtaking.
If you sat me down in front of this without any knowledge and just said, here's an episode of Doctor Who, I would watch and go, okay, that was an episode of Doctor Who. If you tried to convince me that this was one of the three final episodes for Jodie Whittaker's Doctor, I'd say, what? No.
Yeah, no, I would be, yeah. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I would say the same exact thing. Like, hold on, wait a second, what? This is what?
Wait, these last two episodes were two of the three final episodes for her? What? Where's the build-up? Like, think about the Matt Smith build-ups with the War Doctor and everything. Think about David Tennant's build-ups, you know, checking in on everyone. Think about Peter Capaldi's build-ups, and now we're getting this.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, Peter Capaldi digging through a diamond mountain over billions of years.
Yeah, punching.
Yeah. And here we've got recycled Sea Devil story.
Yeah.
And I say recycled because, you know, they appear back in the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah. So the Sea Devils are like aquatic pirates, I guess, if you will.
Cousins of the Silurians.
Yeah, and it takes place in 1800s and then 300 years before that as well. And I don't know. It's just it's not great, you know?
No.
There's a pirate, raids a village, unlocks a sea devil who kills somebody, and they're trying to find – they have a sea creature that lives in the ocean that they're controlling, and they want to, like, destroy the earth and take over mankind. And – of course, they work together with this female pirate who's being forced to do this because they have her kids. And this is what's really dumb is like she kills a guy. And or the Sea Devil kills a guy because he's trying to stop her and his son wants revenge. And then in the end, just like, oh, it's my new mom. I'm going to go with her forever. You know, it's just I don't know. It was like that. I loved watching a new Doctor Who episode. Like you said, this special didn't have any bearing. It wasn't super exciting. It wasn't like breathtaking. Honest, the most excitement I got is when I sat down and I had my popcorn and the opening theme kicked on and I was like, yeah, that was like the most excited I was.
That was where you climaxed. And
yeah,
then
that,
it was all
honestly down. Like they just did. Yeah. Yeah. And we didn't even get like a teaser for the next episode, next one that's supposed to come out, you know, her final episode, which.
Right.
I hope it is not even the Daleks wasn't that great.
No, it was not.
You know, I mean, that was longer than this one was, but even Eva the Daleks really wasn't that great. You know, at the, what's it called? Self-storage unit and everything. So, you know, we have the storyline that comes out of here where the doctor tells Yaz that, like, basically, I love you. And if I could be with just one person for the rest of my life, it would be with you. But we can't do that, right? Huh? Because, you know, Yaz is in love with the doctor.
Uh-huh.
She likes her and everything. So
because pretty much all companions are at some point.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're always in all these high stress scenarios together. It's logical.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
movies.
I've got one.
OK, what'd you watch?
I watched a movie on Hulu called Fresh.
Oh, how's that treating you? I have it in my queue, I believe.
So after I got done watching it with Julia, I had to have a discussion with her about how I was going to pitch it to you. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm going to say. This movie is 2 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
The first half hour is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then credits roll. Then the next hour and a half is a different movie. And that's about all I can say other than to say you need to watch this movie.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about it on this show.
Okay. All right. I'll watch it this week.
In all honesty, we started watching it one night and then we just couldn't watch it. We got about 15 minutes in and we just couldn't keep watching it. We had some stuff going on. We're like, okay. So we came back to it and picked up where we left off. And then I'm glad we did. So yes, watch this movie and we will discuss it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I will do that then.
Cool.
I watched a few movies.
Okay, what you got?
I rewatched Last House on the Left, and then I questioned why.
Which one?
The remake, the 2006 remake. Or okay. 2006 or 2009. Then I kind of questioned why I did, but I was like, oh, whatever. Did I talk about Colors, the one with...
Yes, you did.
When I watched that. Okay, okay, all right. I watched an older horror movie from 79 or 2 or 4, I can't remember, called Death Game. That was interesting, very solid. I actually enjoyed the hell out of it. Grindhouse Releasing just did a special edition Blu-ray on it and everything. And I picked it up. I picked it up a while ago, and then I just got around to watching it. And I've realized that there's a bonus movie on there. Like, that's not written on the box or anything. It's part of the And More Surprises. On disc one, there's a bonus complete movie. That is similar in vein to Death Game. Death Game was remade by Eli Roth as Knock Knock with Keanu Reeves. It's essentially a kind of upper middle class rich guy. He's at home alone. His wife is gone to take care of a sick relative. She just left. These two young girls kind of show up at the house to, because it's raining outside. And he's like, oh, come on in. You can use my phone. And so they essentially seduce him and then terrorize him for the weekend. Yep. So, whereas I thought Knock Knock was actually terrible, I enjoyed this one.
Yeah, Knock Knock was not good. And it should have been because it had Keanu Reeves and Ana de Armas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it really wasn't.
No.
I found it takes place in 1983, but apparently it came out in 2009 or 10 or something like that. Someone had talked about it on Nightmare on Film Street Twitter group that I'm in. And like, oh, I love this movie. It was so good. And so I kind of looked it up and I'm like, oh, it's got really good reviews, which doesn't mean anything. it's called The House of the Devil. It's on Shudder, or if you have AMC Plus, you can watch it that way through Shudder on AMC Plus. I enjoyed the hell out of it, actually. Yeah, it's a very slow burn, but it was filmed all in Connecticut. I enjoyed it pretty thoroughly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about a young girl who takes, right? Well, no, because, I watched another movie that I see the majority of the people just absolutely fucking love. And it's amazing. And it's a masterpiece and it's epic and it's this and it's this and it's this. And I think it's just complete and total utter fucking garbage. But anyways, so The House of the Devil, I thought was very good. I thought it was solid. It's not one I'd watch 100 times by any means, but it was definitely worth a watch. Sure. Again, it takes place in 83. A college student takes a babysitting job for the weekend and, for the night to help somebody out. And, some stuff happens and has an unexpected ending. So that was nice.
And you enjoyed it.
I did. I enjoyed it. I started a bunch of movies this past week that I've been wanting to watch or had looked good or whatever. And I just found myself getting 5, 10, 15 minutes into them being like, I don't want to fucking watch this. And I'd put an episode of Stranger Things on. And then I'd try to start another movie. And I'm, but House of the Devil, I got through. Same thing with Death Game, Last House on the Left. I don't know why I decided to put Last House on the Left, to be honest. Paul came over last Monday after we recorded and we watched The Batman.
This was your second time seeing it?
My second time seeing it. I liked it just as much the second time through.
Nice.
Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, it's 3 hours, but it's not a dragging 3 hours. They do an amazing job telling a great story, but keeping you entertained along the way and not making it feel like, oh my God, just get to the point. You know what I mean? I enjoyed the hell out of it again for the second time, so that's always nice. But last Friday, Kanan wanted to go to the movies, and he really wanted to see this movie, and I had seen the trailer, and I thought, this looks fucking badass. And Kanan wanted to see it, and I was like, let's do it. So we went, like, Friday early, practically nobody in the theater. It opened on Friday, so, I mean, you know, it's not like word got out. Everything I've seen online is fucking amazing. I disagree wholeheartedly. We went and saw The Northman.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Viking movie, where the trailer looks badass, where like the little kid's rowing away, you know, and he's like, I'll avenge you, my father. I'll rescue my mother and I will kill you. You know, whatever the guy's name is, like Fjorn. Yeah, it was not good.
No?
Nope. I have seen so many people talk about how great this movie was. And all I'm going to say is it was not good. I mean, not good at all. Like, I was shocked. Like, someone had tweeted, like, going to go check out The Northman. What did you guys think of it? And I was like, I was going to go comment like it's garbage. And then I read what other people responded and I'm like, no, why do people like this so much? But yeah. And then I go online and like on Amazon, it's got 9 stars from 397 reviews. People just love this movie. Like,
well, as a remember you and I, thought, You and I thought that about, what was it, Nomadland?
Yeah, I thought that was terrible.
Me too. And everybody was like, oh my God, it's so great. Chloe Zhao.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I thought it was terrible. I think I went to Amazon to look for some one-star reviews, and I'm going to ruin a little bit for you, but not really.
Okay.
It says, could tell from the beginning this was not going to be a good film. Starts off with the king and his son pretending to be dogs, drinking from dog bowls, and then burping and farting. And next you see the Northmen dancing and singing around a fire, and then proceed to morph into their animal forms. You know, just pretend to be.
Uh-huh.
And then the best action scene comes next, and then you don't really need to watch any more of this film. Like, this guy's right. Like, this guy's fucking dead on. Like, I didn't care for it. It's like someone said, hey, we got a great cast. We've got a giant fucking budget, right? We've got a topic matter that people really want to see, because there's not a lot of Viking movies out there. Everything Viking movie out there is like Thor, who wasn't a real Viking. And people love that Viking show that was on History and the Vikings Valhalla that's on Netflix. Let's make a fucking badass Viking movie. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And then they proceeded to not to. And they proceeded to piss away a huge budget.
Damn.
Eyes Wide Shut. Remember how terrible that was?
Yes. Or Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, exactly. But like, Eyes Wide Shut was a Stanley Kubrick film, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kubrick, man, he did some great fucking movies, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Full Metal Jacket.
Oh yeah.
Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, exactly. You know, The Shining.
Yep. Yep.
Spartacus, Lolita, Doctor Strangelove, 2001 A Space Odyssey. And then he did Eyes Wide Shut as his last film. And boy, he went out on the shit end of things. And this movie was, again, it was like 3 hours I'll never have back on Eyes Wide Shut. And this is 2.5 hours I'll never have back on The Northman. And even Eyes Wide Shut, like, people love that movie. Rave reviews. The critics loved it. Same thing with this movie. It's terrible. I'm sorry. To me, it's just terrible. I have nothing good to say about it. Like,
Kanan like it?
Nope. Nope. More than once, Kanan and I, like, kind of leaned in and went, what the fuck am I watching? You know? Like, it wasn't good. And, you know, Robert Eggers did this movie, and people, they love him. He's from New Hampshire, but he did, like, The Lighthouse, and he did The Witch. Mm-hmm. And those are both really kind of fucked up movies.
That also got, like, all kinds of acclaim.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it looks good. But it's almost like, hey, let's give you a giant budget, right? Cool, check. Let's give you a good cast. Check. Let's do a topic that people want to see. Vikings. Check. Now let's just do a terrible fucking story. and but people acted their heart out. Well, I do. I have absolutely nothing positive to say about this movie.
That's awesome, actually. I mean, it's great that you have nothing good to say about it.
Ah, I really don't.
Because you don't see that very often.
Yep. God, a bloody revenge epic and breathtaking visual marvel. The Northman finds filmmaker Robert Eggers expanding his scope without sacrificing any of his signature style. Nah, it was dog shit. Yeah. Yeah. $90 million budget, and this is what we got. He's not making his money back on this, I'll tell you what. So. Trailers
good
and
to
shit.
Know. Trailers and shit. Not a lot.
No, not a lot at all. I sent you a couple.
Yeah, you sent me the poster that the Orville New Horizons officially starts June 2nd.
Allegedly.
Hulu. Yep.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Because I am very positive. I also sent you the Thor Love and Thunder teaser.
Wasn't that from last week, though?
I don't know. Did we talk about it?
I'm looking at the notes and it says right after that, ready when you are, I can hear you. So I think we, I think we did talk about that last week.
Okay. We did. Still looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I sent you the Star Trek Strange New Worlds trailer, second trailer.
Yep. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, I'm going to watch the hell out of it. Yep.
Yep. Yep. It's no Discovery. Trailer.
No, definitely no Discovery. I sent you the trailer for Dark Winds.
Pass.
AMC Plus. Oh, is that a pass for you?
It's a pass for me. What do you think? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to at least watch the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Navajo police officers in 1970 Southwest. And I don't know. It looks good to me.
Yeah. Just not my style.
Fair enough. I respect that.
It didn't look bad, but nothing in it jumped out at me. Nothing, like, drew me in. So I was like, okay, I'll pass.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I respect that. And that's it.
I did see. What's that?
That's it for trailers that we shared.
Yep. Yeah, there wasn't a lot this week. One thing that I saw pop up that I thought of you for is they're going to be putting out a vinyl of the soundtrack to the Muppet movie.
No shit.
Yep. Decked out collection comes courtesy of I Am 8-Bit. It will be on sale April 26th, which is tomorrow. The collectible album is decked out for Muppet lovers. Looks like a can't miss for anyone who's a fan of colored vinyl. It's a green. It looks like it's green. But yeah.
Okay. Thought you'd
be interested in picking that up.
Yeah, that sounds pretty damn cool.
I'll send you the link so that you can. Nope, that's not the one. Hold on. Let's go back up here. There we go. It's not really a movie or TV thing, but I think it's something that we should definitely make a comment on. And that's that the news broke this evening that Twitter is officially selling itself to Elon Musk for $44 billion.
Yeah, I saw that. That is something else.
Yeah. Gonna be interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really care one way or the other, if I'm being honest.
No, I don't either. But it's very interesting.
Yeah, it actually is. It'll be interesting to see, is he going to unban people? Is he going to give us an edit button? Is he going to, what's he going to do? So, but guess what? He can unban all the people he wants and I can still block them.
That's right.
Because that's basically what I do. I just go through and block everybody and everything. And, oh, you don't have the same point of view as me. I can deal with that. Oh, you don't have the same point of view as me, but you have unrealistic point of views that are asinine. Block.
Yep. Are you going to be flooding my timeline and making it so that every time I log on here, I have to see your bullshit? Block.
Yep. Yeah. Or mute.
Yeah.
Because maybe yep. I don't want to block you, but. I don't want to see all your bullshit, so mute.
Yep.
Yep, I'm here for that as well. So
is that it for the show?
I think that's it. I really do think that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I'm on Twitter for now, Superstar ML.
I am as well for now, the Quantum Geek G33K.
And that is the show.
We'll talk to you next week.